Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
FDA 2014, busy, busy, busy. While often the subject of criticism for delay or inaction on important regulatory matters, FDA has been busy, busy, busy as we start 2014. With Barack Obama no longer running for president and a dysfunctional Congress unable to influence the administration, FDA has chartered a very aggressive agenda for the coming year. Some of the initiatives will please production agriculture, while others will not. A consumer protection agenda once again predominates. Here's a list of some of the major items to look for. Food Safety and Modernization Act implementation. The agency will likely issue final rules later this year, which must come to grips with the serious objections industry has posed to the preventive controls and produce rules. Trans fat. Last November, FDA published a tentative determination that hydrogenated oils, the main source of trans fats, are not generally recognized as safe for use in food. A final determination that these ingredients are not grass could lead to their phase-out in cakes, cookies, pies, coffee creamers, and refrigerated doughs. GMO salmon and GMO apples. FDA appears close to approving Aqua Bounty's genetically engineered salmon, and USDA may authorize the production of GMO apples. Labeling. FDA is on the verge of initiating the first major changes to the Nutrition Facts Panel in over 20 years. The new proposals are designed to update daily reference values and intakes, as well as rationalize serving sizes based upon recent consumption data. Animal feed antimicrobials. FDA has issued a guidance document laying out a roadmap for the phase out of various uses of antimicrobials in food animals for food production purposes. The plan will also phase in veterinary oversight of the remaining therapeutic uses of such drugs. Finally, FDA will issue a final rule requiring calorie labeling for chain restaurant foods and vending machine foods. All in all, 2014 promises to be a very active year for our good friends at the Food and Drug Administration. They don't appear to be on a diet when it comes to regulations. Until next week, I'm Rick Frank, sitting in for John Block.